Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. They're a-clucking. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy hump day, everyone. Steve Miggs, apparently you did not get the memo. Danny and I are wearing our Mariners salmon shirts today.
How was I supposed to get the freaking memo? Just of course, this just happened by chance.
Just totally happened by
or
chance.
Or I'm leaving the studio right now and going back to Puyallup to get my red one.
So you have the king one, right?
Yeah, of course I do. I'm the king.
Danny, you've got Humpy.
I just love salmon.
You are the king. You're totally the king. But I haven't worn this one, I don't think, in a couple months. I just happened to wear it today, and there's Danny wearing his salmon shirt.
I saw it in the closet this morning, and I was like, you know, after last night, today's a Humpy day.
Every day's a Humpy day, especially Wednesdays.
Has Humpy never won the salmon race?
You're asking a lot of questions that I don't know the answer to, but I'm assuming no.
I feel like Humpy's never won, and I think by design, Humpy's never going to win.
I can't remember. I think it was like a player. Maybe it might have even been like somebody in the world of Seattle, like celebrity, helped make it so that he wouldn't win one of the races, too. Like, it's just like the lore of Humpy.
Oh, imagine if he ever does pull it off someday.
Oh.
People will lose their minds.
I don't know what's more crazy, the Mariners winning the World Series or Humpy winning the salmon race.
I'm going to say Humpy, honestly, right? At this point.
Those shirts are still one of my favorite giveaways that the Mariners have ever done.
So great.
Yeah, I'm just wearing a Mariners jersey like
boring.
A loser.
Boring. Time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Okay, I'm not, but first of all, DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Shout out to Patrick Palace.
Yeah.
I'm not even making this up, but today it's National Salmon Day.
Yes!
Sometimes the stars just the line, guys.
Oh my God. Why did I check this before I left my house? I would have found my salmon shirt.
Dang
had
it.
Had I known.
You can always go home and change before first pitch at noon today.
Oh yeah, I got all the time in the world.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking about Mariners. Let's keep it going. What a freaking game. The rain delay, of course, is not going to stop a team from Seattle, as the Seattle Mariners are now one win away from their first American League Championship Series since 2001. I mean, there are people out there that are in their 20s, that are of legal drinking age, that have never seen the Mariners go this far in the playoffs. So this is a very exciting time. Thanks to Gino Suarez, also J.P. Crawford. They both went deep to help the Mariners win 8-4. It was 8-4, but really it was 8-1. And then
totally. One
of our relief pitchers. Not a great performance, but that's okay. We still won the game. And also another guy hit a home run, and that's this guy.
He sends one the other way. Well struck ball, deep left field, and gone. Raleigh's first of the playoffs, and it's 8-1 Seattle. They are feeling it.
Yeah, they are. We are all feeling it, baby. And what a freaking... Oh. The lore of the Mariners continues. If anybody knows the guy with the shirt, we're trying to get him on this show because we want to talk to him. What's it done?
Jameson Turner of Longview, Washington.
He now lives in Vegas. He's the guy who is wearing the Dump Here 61 shirt for home run number 61, you know, including regular season, and then took that shirt off after he caught the ball on a bounce.
Couldn't believe it.
It bounced into the bullpen. It bounces up to him. He catches it. The whole thing was just bonkers. Then he takes off that shirt, and now he has a 62.
He better be at today's game.
I heard in an interview that he said that he's going to change his plans. He wasn't planning on going, but he's changing his plans so that he could go to the game. So
yes.
I know at 8 this morning we'll talk with Chris Egan, who actually did catch up with Jameson. So we'll talk a little bit about the lore of the Mariners just continues. And I also just love how much love like the national broadcasters have for Cal Raleigh. Big dumper, including one guy by the name of David Ortiz. Big Poppy. This was cracking me up after the game. He was just going off about just how awesome Cal Raleigh is and just how impressed he is that he's a catcher and he played as many games as he had during the regular season.
He's got to be tired, man.
Do the Mariners have any other catcher?
What's that?
Do the Mariners have any other catcher?
You won't see him. Never seen him.
You won't Dave Valley?
You play 160-some games.
Dan Wilson?
That's a great... Right, Dan Wilson, your former teammate. Yeah. That's maybe that's like the greatest gig in the world. The Mariners back... Okay, listen, he had during the regular season DH a little bit, but... To your point, the guy's a beast. Plays every night.
Unbelievable.
Being a backup quarterback to Tom Brady.
Yeah. You know, it's a good gig if you can get it.
Turns out the backup catcher, Humpy, the Sammy.
That's it. So fantastic.
Did you happen to see also Logan Gilbert? And you've mentioned
Walter.
Walter, did you see J.P. Crawford talking about him after the game? I thought this was so great.
You played behind Logan a long time. How much have you seen him, like, the competitor that he really is, the Walter aspect, when he gets out on the mound versus the guy you see in the clubhouse?
Yeah, he's a cold-blooded killer when he steps on the mound. And I think that's why his name's Walter. You know, it just sounds like a scary name. No offense to the Walters out there.
Now I want to talk to a bunch of Walters and see if they're cold-blooded killers or just scary people. Hey, back at it again today. They could seal it up today at, what, noon?
Yes.
In Detroit. You can watch the game over at T-Mobile Park if you want to spend a couple bucks and hang out with some other Mariners fans. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Weather's not going to be as nice as it was yesterday, but still going to be a nice day. 61 degrees is going to be our high. It's going to be a clear day. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel and Humpy. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, I saw the trees outside of our building are already wrapped with holiday lights. So it's very appropriate that we're talking about Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday happening on Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. We have Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more.
Walter's playing.
All performing acoustic. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. But if you're part of the Rockaholic Transmission, check your email because you got a pre-sale code. And that pre-sale begins today. Get more info at KISW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was so fired up yesterday that we tracked down the Mariners crying guy. His name is Saul Spady, and he's been all over the internet. He was the guy.
We've moved on to now the dump here guy. Like, that guy doesn't even matter anymore. It's the Seattle Mariners. Every day we have a new guy that's part of the lore.
A new icon. And yeah, Saul Spady, our Mariners crying guy, was spotted on national TV crying and being consoled by his fiance after the Mariners took the lead in game two. So this is part of our chat with all the attention he's been receiving.
When people have asked me what's going on or what was emotionally going through me, it's, I'm a lifelong Mariners fan. And so then you go to the game and then, you know, we're in the lead. We look like we're going to pull it together. And then we kind of blow the lead. And then just the two guys that in my line has been, we've grown up with them, you know, Julio and Cal, they've kind of become men in front of us.
Does that make you feel old, first of all?
Yes, it does.
Thanks, Saul. I have not seen them growing up with me. I've been old the entire time.
I have a mustache for the first time in my life because of Cal Raleigh and that show, you know? And I look ridiculous with this mustache.
I love it. No, you look fantastic. What are you talking about?
Like, people are like, oh, wow, why was you wearing a Seahawks jersey? Not a real fan. Do you know how rare it is to be able to go to an NFL game and then cross the street and go to a playoff game? I might never do that again in my life. Like, oh my God, going viral for loving your team and having your partner comfort you when we hit the next iconic double. What an awesome thing to have happen as a fan.
I know, it's not like you were a CEO making out with your HR director.
Everyone should be all in until there's nothing to be all in on this team, because they deserve it.
So, Saul, what was the moment when you realized, oh, my gosh, I'm going viral? Like, were you at the game? Were you getting text messages? Like,
you know, it happens really fast. My phone started to just vibrate a lot as that was happening. And, you know, one of the first people to text me is my old college classmate, Steven Nelson, who's the announcer for the Dodgers. And he's like, hey, buddy, get ready. You're the face of baseball fandom for tonight. And, like, I mean, that's where I'm lucky, right? You're in this national moment. The camera hits you, and then you're home, and you're number one story on baseball Reddit. It's so fast.
It is so fast, because now you're no longer number one story on baseball Reddit. I believe it's now the dump here guy.
We've moved on.
Now, that guy is going to be known forever. Well, not forever, but for an extended period of time, just like Saul. I mean, Saul, he is the right guy to be put in that situation. He's the son of Dick Spady, the guy who created Dick's Drive-In. So I think he used to work in marketing, at least for Dick's Drive-In as well. So he's no stranger to getting attention and trying to get attention for strange things.
Yes.
So if somebody's going to be okay with being the Mariners crying guy, perfect guy for it.
It's our guy Saul.
So what about you? Is there anything that you're like a ridiculous thing that maybe everyone's known for something stupid, or everyone's gotten a nickname for something stupid? But what about you, Taryn?
Well, you guys haven't really met full-on tarantula before.
And we're trying.
You've been so close. She's been, like, waiting in the wings. But that nickname came about in college, and it was basically what would happen when Taryn consumed very cheap, disgusting, like, bottom-shelf tequila. And she would become, like, almost like the Incredible Hulk. You know, she could flip a table. So that was my college nickname, was tarantula.
I'd say I would love to go shot for shot on bad tequila with you, but that was, for the longest time, I was like, I can't drink tequila. I've turned into a horrible human being. And then I realized, no, it's just bad tequila. When I drink good tequila, I'm good to go. I'm in good mood, having good times. We came close to seeing tarantula. It's funny, watching on Saturday, Danny, you weren't there, but we were at the Mariners watch party that we were doing over at the hall on Occidental.
Yeah.
And Taryn was having a couple drinks, having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And then I'm watching your husband, Brad, who's in full stop tarantula from coming out mode. So every once in a while, he's mixing in waters and just giving her the look like, drink that. And
he saved the day.
It was like trying to watch her drink like motor oil. Like, she was so annoyed that she had to drink water. She's like, fine, husband, I'll drink this water. God. And I'm like, take the water away from her. We're about to see tarantula.
Ooh. Oh.
What about you? Do you have a nickname that you've never been able to live down other than Migs?
Not so much a nickname, but I realized last night that there's something I will never live down. And it's thanks to my friend over here, Danny V, who let everyone at the table. That we were, shockingly, we were ended up at the hall on Occidental to watch the Mariners game.
Our new home away from home.
Yes. Shout out to Demetrius. He's a great dude, the chef, and also Gary as well. And as we're sitting there, I realize, oh man, I'm like the hallucinogenic guy in the eyes of Danny V, because we're all just talking about random stuff. And then Danny just goes to this group of people who I just met for the first time. He's like, Migs, tell them all about the time you did mushrooms and went to the Disturbed concert.
And I'm telling this story and kind of holding court for a second and like sharing this story. And they're all like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? And I'm like, this is what I'm known for. Yeah. The guy who does hallucinogenics and goes to concerts and makes bad decisions.
Well, that and also that you are a heathen and don't like dip with your pretzel, which was also where I thought you were going last night because everyone was like, pretzel. And Steve didn't have the cheese.
I dipped in it twice.
I know, but
watch
still.
Your whore mouth. Oh, sorry, I'm having some bottom shelf tequila. I'm getting a little salty. Oh.
The Daily Migs Show.
Maybe you yourself did something that went viral. That would be awesome. But maybe something happened at a concert or just one moment in time that your friends will never let you live down. 206-803-ROCK. What ridiculous or incredible thing are you known for? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we'll take those calls after Metallica. Every single one of us has something ridiculous or random that we're known for. So what about you? What is the ridiculous or incredible thing that you are known for?
Maybe you're the Mariners crying guy. Maybe you're the dump here guy.
Those are
maybe
legends.
Maybe you're the Mariners witch guy.
206-803-ROCK.
What a weird season.
It's one we will talk about for the rest of time, Steve Miggs. 206-803-ROCK. What ridiculous or incredible thing are you known for, Lauren in Puyallup?
I have a split uvula.
What is a split uvula?
I don't even know what that means.
Most people don't. The hangy ball in the back of your throat looks like a little punching bag. I have two. So it's split.
Does that have any benefits that come with it?
Oh, yeah, it makes the fellas happy.
Definitely. I would say the exact opposite. I'm a gagger. So.
How did you find out that you had this thing going on with your uvula?
Honestly, just as a kid, I don't know. I've always had it this way. So I remember discovering it as a kid. I don't know, probably brushing my teeth or something and realizing that that's not normal. I don't know.
I would say the entire time I just assume that everyone has a split uvula until someone notices it.
I mean, I have siblings, so I don't know. You have health class at an early age, and like your mouth doesn't look like what they're showing you it should look like for brushing teeth and stuff. So I don't know when I realized I had it, but dentists don't seem too thrown off by it. So maybe it's not as rare as I think, but I've yet to meet somebody with one. So
are there any negative side effects to having a split uvula? I mean, like, do they say like, oh, you should stitch it together, or is it, are you totally fine to just have it the way that it is?
I mean, again, I gag a lot. That's not a perk in the dating world. Let's just put it that way. But no, at one point,
I love you.
At one point, I like asked about getting it pierced, just to be weird, and everybody shot me down and said it probably wasn't a good idea. So.
Can I just say something? I guess I'm going to out myself as being a moron once again.
Yeah, that's fine.
I thought that thing that was hanging was your tonsils.
I think it's like attached.
Oh, sorry, Danny.
It's like attached to the top of your throat, kind of.
So
are the tonsils back behind there?
I don't know. Apparently, I thought when they had the tonsils removed, that was the thing that you had removed. I've never had my tonsils removed, so I just all my entire life, I thought when I saw my uvula, I thought it was my tonsils until today.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Learn something.
Thank you, Lauren. Had it not been for you, I would have never known that.
And Lauren, if you ever do decide to pierce your split uvula, please let us know.
I will. I'll send pictures.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
206-803-ROCK.
We said this morning. I gag a lot.
Some people are into that, Steve.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show. The
Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs with his fully intact uvula? He has 317 wins, 104 losses, and 88 ties in 2025.
I might choke from time to time, but I do not gag.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.